Well, good evening and welcome to White River Baptist Church. And it's that time again for us to begin the Christmas season. And it's a precious time here at our church as we celebrate the Lord. And we look back at traditions that have been held strong throughout the years. And we also look forward to making these new traditions as to instill in our families and to bring them up in a way to know the Lord. Well, this is our 11th hanging of the greens here at White River Baptist Church, and it's becoming a much-loved tradition as it prepares our hearts to fall even deeper in love with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Let's stand together as Ted comes and leads us in song. Garland and greens, whose leaves are ever lily, ever green. With holly and ivy, telling of his passion, death, and resurrection. By hearing again the words of the prophets and the promises of God. Thanks be to God.
This is the second Sunday in Advent. It's a comforting thought that the announcement of our Lord's first Advent did not come to those living in fancy palaces or to the religious establishment. The night Jesus was born, King Herod's castle that sat near Bethlehem did not light up with the news of a newborn king. Instead, the news of the Savior's birth came to those out in the fields. It was to those who were on the lower end of the social and economic scale. The announcement of good news of great joy was to the men guarding their sheep in the middle of the Palestinian night. The great shepherd made himself known to other shepherds and in a majestic way. Luke, the gospel writer, gives us the details of this encounter. In Luke 2:8-11, he says, "In the same region there were some shepherds staying out in the fields and keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord suddenly stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were terribly frightened. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring to you good news of great joy, which will be for all the people. For today in the city of David there has been born for you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." Here again, Luke 2, 8 through 11. These humble shepherds did not keep the good news to themselves. Upon coming to the stable, they left the stable and they told everyone who would listen. 2,000 years later, the testimony of these shepherds is still with us and is still for us.
Have you ever wondered why we talk about the hanging of the greens, or why an evergreen is called an evergreen, and why Christmas greens are traditionally used to emphasize the nativity? Green represents renewal, new life, freshness, and rebirth. Plants such as a pine, fir, holly, ivy, and mistletoe are called evergreens because they do not die. Through the seasons of the year, they remain evergreen. Ever alive. It is no wonder then that we deck our sanctuary and halls with evergreens during this Christmas season.
Because the needles of the pine and fir trees appear not to die each season, the ancients saw them as signs of things that last forever. Isaiah tells us that there will be no end to the reign of the Messiah. Therefore, we hang these wreaths of evergreen shaped in a circle. which in itself has no end, to signify that the kingdom of God is without end.
While by the sheep we watched at night, glad tidings brought an angel bright. How great our joy, great our joy. Joy, 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 joy. Praise we the Lord in heaven on high. Praise we the Lord in heaven on high. There shall be born, so he did say, in Bethlehem a child today. How great our joy, great our joy. Joy, 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 joy. Praise we the Lord in heaven on high. Praise we the Lord in heaven on high. There shall the child in a stall, this child who shall redeem us all. How great our joy, great our joy. Joy, 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 joy. Praise we the Lord in heaven on high. Praise we the Lord in heaven on high. This gift of God we'll cherish well, that ever joy our hearts shall fill. How great our joy, great our joy. Joy, 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 joy. Praise we the Lord in heaven on high. Praise we the Lord in heaven on high.
The Christmas tree. One other symbol that is evergreen and present the whole Christmas season is the Christmas tree. As we light our tree for the first time this season, we will focus our attention on Christ. As Christ was on earth, his entire ministry was focused on the need of others. His entire life was focused on drawing other people to God and showing his love to everyone. He did this many times by meeting physical and spiritual needs of those around him. For the last 5 out of 7 years that we as a church body have participated in packing shoeboxes for Operation Christmas Child, we have also become a drop-off location for them. This has been a wonderful local and global ministry for us to participate in, spreading the good news of the Christ Child to those that need him. We would like to share a shoebox story.
Yulia and a puppy. The stuffed dog in my shoebox became my new best friend. I still have it 14 years later. When I lifted the lid on my purple plastic shoebox, the first thing I saw was a stuffed dog. I was filled with exuberant joy. I just remember hugging it. Even though I had toys growing up, the dog was an item you couldn't find in my country. It was really soft and had puppy eyes. It was my new best friend, my new found treasure. My second favorite item was a bubblegum-flavored toothpaste that came in a pink tube. We didn't know such a thing existed. We would squeeze out a bit the size of a tip of a match so we could get a little bit of flavor and make it last as long as possible. Word traveled fast. My friends would line up in our bathroom, and my sister and I would squeeze out a tiny amount on their toothbrushes. I think we made it last about 2 years. My third favorite item was an Etch-a-Sketch. At first, we had no idea of what it was. We kept pushing down on the buttons and asking, "Why is it not working?" After having it displayed on a shelf for a couple of months, My sister was dusting, and she turned the knobs. When she saw a line going up and down on the screen, she was so excited. The item we thought was broken was drawing. The toys were the most important thing to me as a 9-year-old, but it also stood out that the letter in my box said, "I am praying for you." As time went on, I realized why. With my shoebox, here was someone I'd never met and never seen, yet she was still praying for me. When we became pen pals and she would always close her letters, "I am praying for you," I always wondered, why is she praying for me? The impact hit me more than 7 years later, after I became a Christian. She was showing me the love of Christ all along, starting with the shoebox and continuing in her prayers. The shoebox was a seed. That's how the Lord works. He patiently knocks on the door of our heart and waits until we open the door. Sometimes you see fruit right away. Other times it takes years for the seed to grow. I still have my stuffed dog 14 years later. That's a glimpse of how much shoebox meant to me, because it was packed with love and prayer. It just wasn't any dog. I could tell she specifically chose that dog for me and wanted to use it to communicate God's love. During this next song, if you would please come up and help finish decorating the Christmas tree, that would be wonderful.
Lottie Moon. She was born December the 12th, 1840, in a small town in Virginia, and given to the name Charlotte Diggs Moon. But everyone called her Lottie. She had six brothers and sisters and came from a very wealthy family, so they had a nice life. Her mother was a good Christian woman and regularly held church in their home, but Lottie wasn't interested in church. She wanted to be a teacher. She attended Virginia Female Seminary and then later a Female Institute. When she was 18, some of her friends invited her to go to church and hear about missions. It was that night that she gave her life to Christ and to missions. Finally, when she was 32 years old, she gave her life over to missions and was appointed to China, so far away, which was very exciting for her since her sister was already serving there. Her life was very exciting in China, and she loved the people in China. She loved especially the children. She baked cookies so often for the local children that she was called the Cookie Lady. She started many schools in China, even some just for girls. She loved teaching and leading them to the Lord. She lived the rest of her life in China, and when the famine of 1912 came, she gave all of her food to families in need and soon became very ill. Her friends took her on a boat headed back to the United States, but she never made it there. She died on December the 24th, Christmas Eve, 1912. She gave her life so that others could know about Jesus. The Lottie Moon offering that is taken in the month of December helps support our International Missions Board. In October of 2013, the beloved Henny family left our church for Central Asia due to God's calling them into the mission field. As we give to the Lottie Moon offering, we will not only help the international missionaries our co-op supports, but it will have an impact on the Henny family as well. We will close by singing Silent Night. As we sing this final song, remember His love and His gifts to us.
Orient land, the King of
babies lay thus in lowly manger. In all our trials, only be our friend. He knows our need. To our weakness is no stranger. Behold your King before him lowly been. Behold your King before him lowly been. Truly taught us to love one another. The Lord is love and his gospel is peace. Chains shall he break, for the slave is our brother, and in his name all oppressions shall cease. Sweet hymns of joy in grateful chorus raise we, let all within us praise his holy name. Christ is the Lord. Oh, praise his name forever. His power and glory evermore proclaim. His power and glory.
The lighting of the candles has been part of religious worship for centuries. The Hebrews burned candles for 8 days as part of their Feast of the Lights. Well, light has been used by religious groups to symbolize truth, while the darkness of night is universally a symbol of evil. Jesus is called the light of the world in the New Testament. And because of that, lighting of candles has become an important part of our Christian worship. The wax of the candle represents the body of Christ, while the wick symbolizes his soul. And the flame portrays his divine nature. Candles made from pure beeswax were used to signify Mary, since the wax comes from virgin bees. When Joseph and Mary presented Jesus in the temple, Simeon referred to the Christ child as a light to lighten the Gentiles. And from this statement, church leaders have used candles to symbolize the light of Christ shining throughout a broken world. And as we light the candles in our sanctuary tonight and through this Advent season, let it be a reminder of the light that he gave his life for us, and also the light that we shine to a dark world when we rely on his flame. Let our light shine so bright this season that those around us long for the source of our light.
I wanted to say a little something before I start to sing this song. This is a Christmas song, but it goes a little further than that. I mean, we're celebrating our Savior, our Lord, our God, coming into the world as a baby. But it came to die. And there's a lot more to the story than just what we celebrate now. And this song says that, and that's why I chose this song.
Who is he in yonder stall, at whose feet the shepherds fall? Who is he in deep distress, fasting in the wilderness? 'Tis the Lord, a wondrous story. 'Tis the Lord, the King of glory. At his feet we humbly fall. Crown him, Lord of all. Who is he the people bless for his words of gentleness? Who is he to whom they bring all the sick and sorrowing? Who is he that stands and weeps at the grave where Lazarus sleeps? Who is he, the gathering throng greet with loud triumphant song? 'Tis the Lord, a wondrous story. 'Tis the Lord, the King of glory. At his feet we humbly fall. Crown him, Lord of all. Lo, at midnight, who is he? Praise in dark Gethsemane. Who is he on yonder tree? Dies in grief and agony. 'Tis the Lord, a wondrous story. 'Tis the Lord, the King of glory. At his feet we humbly fall. Crown him, Lord of all. Who is he that from the grave comes to heal and help and save? Who is he that from his throne rules through all the world alone? 'Tis the Lord, a wondrous story. 'Tis the Lord, the King of glory. At his feet we humbly fall. Crown him, Lord of all.
The vocal point of all our celebrations this holiday season is the Nativity. The tradition of displaying a Nativity scene started in Germany in the 1600s. There is a record of a live Nativity displaying a Nativity scene that dates all the way back to the 13th century in Italy. The Nativity scene is a vital reminder of the biblical account of Christ's birth, recorded in both Matthew and Luke. We do not see the Nativity scene as a neat Christmas story to be read. We see it as it truly is, the true account of the Lord Jesus coming in the form of a man from heaven at the perfectly appointed time. This act of service to his Father is what we celebrate this season. As we place the pieces in our Nativity scene, please listen as we read the account of Christ's birth. Worship his coming for the purpose of saving mankind.
In Luke chapter 2, the Holy Scripture of God reads, "Now in those days a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that a census to be taken of all the inhabitants on the earth. This was the first censor taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone was on his way to register for the censors, each to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the city of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family of David, in order to register along with Mary, who was engaged to him and was with child. While they were there, the days were completed for her to give birth, and she gave birth to her firstborn son. And she wrapped him in cloths and laid him in the manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. In the same region there were shepherds staying out in the fields and keeping watch over their flocks at night. And an angel of the Lord suddenly stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone all around them, and they were terribly frightened. But the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which will be for all the people. For today in the city of David has been born for you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and laying in a manger. And suddenly there appeared with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men with whom he is pleased." When the angel had gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds began to say to one another, "Let us go straight to Bethlehem then and see this thing which has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." So they came in a hurry and found their way to Mary and Joseph and the baby as he lay in the manger. When they had seen this, they made known the statement which had been told them about this child. And all who heard it wondered at the things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary treasured all these things, pondering them in her heart. The shepherds went back, glorifying and praising God all the way that they had heard and seen, just as they had been told them. This comes from Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 20.
In Matthew chapter 2, the Holy Scripture of God reads, "Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod, the king, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, 'Where is he who has been born the king of Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him.' When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Gathering together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They said to him, 'In Bethlehem of Judea, for this is what has been written by the prophets: And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the leaders of Judah, for out of you shall come forth a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.' Then Herod secretly called the Magi and determined from them the exact time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, 'Go and search carefully for the child, and when you have found him, report to me, so that I too may come and worship him.' After hearing the king, they went their way, and the star, which they had seen in the east, went on before them, until it came and stood over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And after coming into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they fell to the ground and worshipped him. Then opening their treasures, they presented him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned by God in a dream not to return to Herod, the Magi left from their own country by another way. Now let us come and worship our Lord Jesus Christ."
As your candles are being lit, we'll close by singing Silent Night. We sing this final song together, remember his love and his gift to us, which will be shared with the world. God loves pure light. Praise.
heart at thy mouth.
What a great thing it is to have a God that loves us. That when we fell, when we rebelled, when we turned against Him, He sought us out. He loved us. He sent His Son Jesus to die that we might have eternal life. That we again can live in fellowship with an Almighty God. And as we remember the Christmas season, as we remember this night, as we remember what Christ has done for us and our families, let us never stop singing His praises and eternally lift Him up. Almighty God, we're so thankful that indeed You have done just that. You have rescued us from hell. You have rescued us from our own sin, that we might be like You, to live in the image of Christ, the way You set it up to begin with. Forgive us, Lord, where we have turned away from You. Redeem us, Lord, and bring us and draw us near, and never let us go. Lord God, You are indeed our God, and we love You. And it's in the precious, most holy name of Jesus Christ that we lift this prayer this evening. And that's the name of Jesus Christ. And all God's children said, amen and amen.